views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my
brother. Welcome to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we have an absolutely breathtaking guest on with me today, someone who I admire greatly, Dr. Lee Cowden. Many of you know him for his wonderful formulas that have been so restorative for so many of us struggling with tick-borne diseases. So let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Cowden. I'm going to read you his bio, and then we're going to get talking because he's got some great talking points to introduce with us today and great conversation. So Dr. Lee Cowden, MD, is chairman of Scientific Advisory Board and professor of the Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine of Panama since 2008, is a USA board-certified cardiologist and internist who is internationally known for his knowledge and skill in practicing and teaching integrative medicine. He attended University of Texas Medical School in Houston, Texas, did an internal medicine residency at St. Louis University Hospital Group, and did a cardiology and critical care medicine fellowship at St. John's Mercy Medical Center and St. Louis's University Hospital. He has authored six books. The last three in 2014 are Create a Toxin-Free Body and Home, Starting Today. The other is Foods That Fit a Unique You. And finally, Bioenergetic Tools for Wellness to Heal from Fatigue, Pain, Insomnia, Depression, and Anxiety. Dr. Cowden has contributed to several other books and publications and has pioneered successive integrative treatments for cancer, autism, Lyme disease, atherosclerosis, cardiomyopathy, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and many other illnesses. The website for the academy for which Dr. Cowden works is www.acimconnect.com. We'll talk about that again so you can get that website later. But Dr. Lee Cowden, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Well, thank you, Katina.
I'm so honored to have you here. You're my hero. I mentioned this to you before that your beautiful products are what helped me recover from Lyme, and I know they help so many others.
Yes, and I was, telling you earlier before we started, you know, the story behind that. I was hosting a international cancer symposium in Fort Worth, Texas, in 2001. And one of my colleagues, a naturopathic practitioner, walked up with her grandson and said that he had been diagnosed with advanced Lyme disease, and he had gone from being an A student to an F student. He'd gone from being an avid athlete to being bedbound, and he'd been on several different types of pharmaceutical antibiotics and gotten progressively worse. So she brought him to see if I had any ideas what could be done to try to help him. And we happened to be standing next to the Nutramedics booth at the exhibit hall at the conference, and so we energetically tested him on the Cemento, and it tested great. And so I said, well, you should go talk to the Lyme litter physician and get his approval to stop the antibiotic and start the herb. And so she left and took her grandson home, and she went to her home, And I later learned that without asking his grandmother or his parents or his doctor, he stopped the antibiotic on his own and started the Cemento. And in a couple weeks' time, he was much better. And by two months' time, he was pretty much completely well. So she called up and said, his grandmother called up and said, you know, I want to do a study to find out, whether this could be helpful for other people. I said, well, you probably just need to call the doctor that has the Lyme patients and see if he'll send you some patients. So she did that. She called, and he sent her 58 patients that had advanced Lyme. And so every one of those patients got markedly better in about 3 months' time. And she called me up again and said, we've got to do a randomized study to prove that this really works. I said, I don't have time to do a study. She said, oh, I'll do the study. You just have to show up. Lend your name and your opinion. I said, okay, I can do that. So we did a study with 28 patients and put half of them on the natural treatment program and the other half on the allopathic treatment with pharmaceutical antibiotics and whatever other drugs the doctor wanted to give them. And at 10 weeks' time, there was a 70% improvement in our natural treatment group, and by 18 weeks' time, a 90% improvement overall in our natural treatment group, and no significant improvement in the other control group. So I was too busy at that time to, write articles and, do publications, but the Nutramax company heard about the results of the study and said, we'd like to, distributor in Ecuador has heard about the study and would like to be able to publish it on their site. I said, well, that'd be fine with me. So they published the information on the Ecuadorian website, and pretty soon I started getting calls from all over the country for people that wanted to come be treated for Lyme disease.
Wow.
So I learned very quickly.
That is a great story. It's the truth too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the honest to God truth. That's fantastic. Statistics proved what you already knew. And I'm all the time meeting people that are having success with that. Cemento is like gold for so many of us. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, time and again, people are confused. They don't know, can they do the Nutramedic products alongside the antibiotics, or do they really need to make the delineation and one or the other? What's your opinion?
Well, it is possible to do antibiotics with the natural treatment program, the Calton Support Program. But if you're going to do that, you need to make sure that you take a break in the pharmaceutical antibiotics for about 2 days every time you take a break in the herbal program, because the microbes that you're treating are in various forms, what they call pleomorphic forms. And if you treat continuously, those pleomorphic hiding forms never come out of hiding. And so when you take the treatment for a week, a month, a year, and finally stop without taking breaks, then the bugs that have been hiding come out of hiding and create a whole new problem. So what we do is stop the pharmaceutical antibiotics about 12 to 24 hours before stopping the herbs for 36 hours, and then restart both of them together. A doctor up in New York did a study with both pharmaceutical antibiotics plus the herb program and another group of patients with just the herbal program, and found that the patients that were taking just the herbal program did just as well as those that were taking both. So I said to him, well, why would you do both? He said, my license.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah,
I can understand that. They have to be very careful. Lot of people are very angry at medical doctors in the United States. Why aren't they treating me this and that? And why can't they do the herbs and et cetera? But there's such strict strongholds in the licensing around what the CDC and Infectious Disease Society defined as Lyme disease. The poor doctors, many of them are driving in the dark, or they feel handcuffed, don't they?
Yeah. Well, the IDSA came out with a policy statement a few years ago saying that all Lyme disease can be effectively treated in less than 4 weeks with pharmaceutical antibiotics. And there was a lot of misinterpretation of the existing literature and a lot of important literature just completely left out of that study that the IDSA published. And so they were, IDSA was actually taken to court by the Attorney General for the state of Connecticut, and they lost in court, and they were required by the court, by the judge, to redo the research and redo the study, which they really never have up to this point. You know, they never honestly relooked at the literature. So what the ILADS did, the International Lyme Associated Disease Society did, is published their own standards of care.
So. Yeah. So that's where we are now with that. So, Dr. Cowden, it's time for our first station break. When we come back, we've got some really great topics that we're going to talk about. I want to get into talking about the EMFs that you mentioned to me, the electromagnetic frequencies, and how they affect us now, and what you know, we're kind of sitting in a stew of them all. So, everyone. This is Dr. Lee Cowden. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We're going to take a quick station break. We're going to be right back with some more really fantastic topics to talk about. So stay tuned.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive. Stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're excited about Galeo's Cafe and Galeo's dressings. All of the flavoring comes from a family tradition and recipe, and secondly, from people that love to bring to the table, literally bring to the table, what I grew up with, and that is a lot of love and delicious ingredients. And when I first discovered it, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. And what I loved about them was not only are they gluten-free, but they're made from some of the, you know, most incredible natural ingredients. And more importantly, I just want to say is for many of us, low fat and sugar, I mean, no sugar. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Order your dressing today. Visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to
a Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
Kick it up there, Brian, with the Beatles. I love it. Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting this afternoon with the wonderful Dr. Lee Cowden, who I admire so, and I know many of you do. So, Dr. Cowden, thank you for sharing us with that introduction of Cemento and the beautiful healing herbs that you have. But I want to talk about this very important topic that seems to be critical to why people are vulnerable to so many of these microbes taking growth in our body and the whole biotoxin, and that's the whole electromagnetic radiation equation. Can you share with us your knowledge on this?
Yeah, that's a huge issue, and it's sad that so few people know anything about it. But the electromagnetic fields that we get exposed to each day, whether it's from the electrical appliances in our house or the overhead power line close to our house, or whether it's the high-frequency electromagnetic pollution from the Wi-Fi in our house or the electric smart meter on our house or the cell phone tower down the street, all of those electromagnetic field exposures stress the body. They stress the nervous system. They cause a movement of minerals across the cell membrane and change the electrical potential across the cell membrane, make the cells weaker, basically. And it's white cells as well as other cells in the body. And in addition, the electromagnetic fields are stimulating the microbes that live in our body or live in the air conditioning ducts of our house, like the mold and fungus there. And those microbes being stimulated will grow faster, you know, divide faster because they think they're under attack from this electromagnetic field. And so they're trying to go into survival mode and dividing and growing as fast as they can to try to survive. And in addition, during the time that they're being exposed to that electromagnetic field, they're producing much more biotoxin. The biotoxins are the chemicals that the microbes produce that poison our body, whether those bugs are growing inside of us or whether those bugs are growing in the air conditioning ducts or someplace else in our house, and we just breathe the biotoxins in. Either way, we get poisoned from the biotoxins, and the biotoxins are more toxic than most man-made toxins, with the possible exception of mercury and some of the radioactive elements are probably more toxic. But biotoxins are very toxic. And it's a huge problem because the biotoxins will weaken the immune system and make it harder for the patient to fight off whatever they're being exposed to.
Mm. So if you live, like I'm thinking of these old moldy houses where I am and up in New England, you're just sort of sitting there in a festering stew of biotoxins.
Right. You know, people that have basements, for example, are greater risk than people that don't have basements. So the best house to live in would be a house that's what's called a pier and beam. That means it's not on a concrete slab and it doesn't have a basement. It's sitting up a little bit off of the earth so that there's air circulation underneath it. And that keeps the moisture from building up from the earth into the room air. So the other thing is, you know, the different types of water leaks, whether it's the leak from the roof or whether it's a leak under the sink or behind the toilet or behind the shower or tub or washing machine or ice maker or dishwasher or whatever. All those places need to be examined to see if there's mold or fungus growing behind there, because if there is, it's going to be producing biotoxins. The biotoxins are going to get breathed in, and those biotoxins will accumulate in the body because they're fat-soluble, bioaccumulable, non-biodegradable, and they build up in the body and suppress the immune system.
And then you get a toxic load then, and are we able to reduce that toxic load, or do we just kind of walk around with a heavy quotient of it?
Well, you can lower it, yes, but it's very much like being in a boat or a small boat, like a rowboat out in the ocean, and you've got a hole in the bottom of your boat, and the boat is filling up with water, and you take out your tin can, and you start bailing water out of the boat, but you don't do anything about the hole. So the first thing you got to do is plug the hole. That means you've got to stop the ongoing exposure to the biotoxins. So you got to remediate your house, possibly, or you have to kill off the mold and fungus that's growing in your sinuses or in your gut so that you don't continue to produce more biotoxins in the body. Once you get the biotoxins out, then you can get the biotoxins. Once you get the ongoing input of biotoxins down, you can get the biotoxins out by doing infrared saunas, by taking certain fibers and binders by mouth. It'll bind up the biotoxins that get dumped by your liver and gallbladder into your bowel so that they don't get reabsorbed. And finally, you can lower your load.
Mm-hmm. And are some of those soluble fibers that you just said, they're something that a natural healthcare practitioner could find for you or an integrative medicine doc?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even simple fibers like psyllium husk powder will help. I like a product called Cholestapure, which is a group of fatty substances bound to the fiber, and that helps to pull the biotoxins out faster. You know, Dr. Richie Shoemaker has done a lot of research on mycotoxin illness, and he advocates use of cholestyramine, which is a pharmaceutical medication, but I don't really like cholestyramine that much. I prefer to use the natural products.
Mm-hmm. And now with all this electromagnetic radiation, are there ways to protect ourselves with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. The first thing you have to do is identify where it's coming from. So it might be coming from, as I said, electrical appliances in your bedroom. So every electrical appliance in your bedroom needs to be plugged into one power strip, and then that power strip plugged into the wall. So when it comes time for bed, you turn off the power strip, and that kills all the power to all the appliances in the room. A lot of people have a TV in their bedroom, and they turn it off and think that it's off, but it's not off because they can point the clicker at it, and it comes back on. So it's really just in a sleep mode. So it's outputting electromagnetic pollution all night long. Years ago, I had a husband and wife come to see me. They were both 40 years old, both in pretty good health, but they wanted to have a wellness check. So we did a wellness check, and when I did their initial blood work, I also did a dark field microscopy of their blood, and the dark field microscopy showed that they almost certainly had cancer, both of them, which was shocking because I didn't expect either one of them to have cancer. And So I did some additional energetic testing to figure out where the cancers were, and she had a lymphoma in her retroperitoneum, which we subsequently verified with a nuclear SPECT gallium scan, and he had a sigmoid colon cancer, which we subsequently verified with a CEA blood test. He didn't want to have a colonoscopy.
Wow.
So anyway, I thought, well, why did these two young people have cancer? Without any stressors, they were white collar workers, both happy with each other, happy with their kids, happy with their jobs. And so I sent the electromagnetic specialist to the house. He measured over their bed, and he found there was a 100-fold greater EMF over their bed than there should be. And he unplugged the radio alarm clock on each side of the bed, unplugged the television at the foot of the bed, and the field went almost to normal. They left those three appliances unplugged for the next 2 months, and they came back, and they were both free of cancer and never had any more cancer after that.
Wow, that's stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a huge issue.
We got to go back to the old wind-up alarm clocks that we had when we were kids, right?
Yeah, or battery-operated is not too bad, but definitely don't want to plug in alarm clock because it produces huge EMF. And, you know, one of the biggest culprits in most people's houses nowadays is the wireless internet. The Wi-Fi is zapping us all night long, and nobody's using it. So why would you even leave it on at night? It's a lot illogical to leave it on. My opinion is everybody that wants to get well that has Lyme disease needs to get rid of the Wi-Fi altogether and go only with hardwired internet connections in their house. If you got an electric smart meter on the wall of your house, petition the power company and the Public Utilities Commission of your state to get the thing taken off, and pay a little bit more to have some come out and read the meter instead of letting the radio frequency signal be shot out to the power company every 5 minutes, telling them how much power you've used in the last 5 minutes, which is completely illogical.
Wow. So that smart meter is probably in people like in apartment buildings and condos, and those buildings probably are all fitted with that, right?
Well, I've seen some people that lived in apartments, and their apartment was on the outside wall, and on the other side of the wall was a bank of electric smart meters, you know, 16, 18 smart meters all on one wall. And this person was becoming gravely ill because, you know, they were getting pounded by all those different EMF frequencies as the devices shot out the radio frequency signal to the power company through the air.
Wow. So we want to turn off our Wi-Fi at night if we have Wi-Fi in the house. And as you said, if you're struggling with Lyme disease, you want just to be hardwired.
Yes.
In your dwelling space. And the cell phones, are they a big issue?
A huge issue, yes. You know, almost all the cell phones nowadays have a GPS capability, and it's always sending out a signal saying, here I am, here I am, here I am. Every time it sends out a signal, it's just like that smart meter or the Wi-Fi that's sending out a similar signal. So what you want to do is turn your phone on airplane mode. It doesn't do any good to turn the Apple iPhones off because they're still on even though they're off. They're still sending signals even though they're off. So you have to turn the Apple iPhone on airplane mode and all the other phones on airplane mode and put them at least 30 to 50 feet away from you to be charged at night.
I was wondering about that with the charging. So at least 30 to 50 feet away from you, preferably another room away from you, right?
At least two rooms away from you, yeah. And then also, you know, if you have a cordless phone, get rid of it unless you have a death wish, because most of the cordless phones are.
Yeah, no more cordless phones. We've got to go back to the old-fashioned ones.
Yeah, go to the old-fashioned corded phones.
Well, you know, I can recall when I had really bad migraines, that was the first thing I noticed was I had to give up the cordless phone.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes a lot of sense on a lot of different levels. And what about some of people like in front of their computers, they have screens and things. Does that help at all?
A little bit. You know, the older screens, what they call the cathode ray tubes, you know, the deep monitors had a lot more EMF coming off of them than these new flat screens. But anyway, it's a problem either way.
And either way.
So the less time you spend on the computer, the better off you are.
The better off we are. Wow. Thank you, Dr. Cowden. That was just a really vivid picture of what the stew that we're in. We have to take our station break. So, audience, stay with us. This is very valuable information. I hope you're taking notes, but we'll be on podcast again tomorrow. I'll put up the link, and you'll be able to listen to the show forever. I'll talk about that more later. But anyway, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Cowden.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with Dr. Lee Cowden today. It's a really rainy day up in New England. We've got a nor'easter moving in, but we're still broadcasting live. So, Dr. Cowden, we just had a fascinating segment with you there on electromagnetic fields and radiation. Your books cover that, don't they? Doesn't one in particular highlight this?
Yes, I created a Toxin-Free Body and Home that I wrote with Connie Strassheim a few months ago. Covers that very well, as well as a lot of other issues of toxicity, you know, the heavy metals, the radioactives, the pesticides, herbicides, solvents, and so on.
And people can get that on Amazon and elsewhere?
Yes, you can get it on Amazon. I think you get a little bit better price if you actually go to our Academy website, the acimconnect.com. Wherever you want to get it, because it can literally save lives. So many people that are chronically ill have toxicity as a basis for that, and they don't recognize it, so they're not doing anything about that. They're just killing bugs and killing bugs and killing bugs. One of my good friends years ago, Russell Jaffe, said, if you have a swamp full of alligators, you can either kill alligators one at a time or you can drain the swamp. And so basically, you know, if you do the detoxification, then you're draining the swamp and the alligators won't really want to live there anymore.
No, that's a really good way to frame it. I like that image. Yeah. So true. And you and I mentioned this on the break when we were talking, this illness, tick-borne disease, Lyme disease in particular, epidemic of the 21st century, it's really exploding. So much of it, in my opinion, is, and I think yours too, is that we really, as human beings, are no longer in balance and harmony with our ecosystem, are we?
Right. Yeah, it's way out of balance now. We're eating junk food mostly, and whatever food that we do eat that's considered healthy is usually grown on the other side of the globe, picked green, shipped across who knows how many different time zones to where we are, ripening somewhat in route, and then the rest of the ripening is done with artificial gases. to put health food store shelf. So it looks like it's, good and nutritious and safe and beneficial, but not like it was when we were growing it in our own backyard and harvesting it ripe off the plant.
Yeah, I was thinking about that with my little vegetable patch out back, and that brings up the point of that awful product that our culture's been steeped in really since the 1950s, glyphosate Roundup, right?
Oh, wow, what a problem that is. And it's becoming a bigger problem all the time. The Monsanto company is the one that brought that to market, and Monsanto is a huge multinational conglomerate and with billions of sales. And they saw that when they first came out with their chemical that that it was killing a lot of the crop as well. Surprise, surprise! When you put an herbicide on a field that has weeds and desirable plants, it's going to kill some of the desirable plants as well. So they said, well, we have to come up with a solution for this. So what they did is they did genetic engineering so that they could make the crop plant resistant to the glyphosate. The brand name is Roundup. So those seeds that are sold that are genetically modified like that are called Roundup Ready.
Roundup Ready, huh?
Yeah. So what it does is it allows the farmer to put massive amounts of herbicide onto the field that kill all the weeds because the weeds don't have that genetic engineering, and the crop survives. But the crop takes up that glyphosate into the fruit or the grain or whatever it is that you're growing on that field, and then when you eat that, you get a massive dose of glyphosate, much higher than in the old days before they had genetic engineering to make it Roundup Ready. So the levels that we're getting are actually very scary. When you give glyphosate to lab animals, they all develop horrendous tumors in a very short period of time. And so we're seeing a skyrocketing incidence of cancer across this country, and we're wondering why. Well, I don't know. Why could that be? So maybe one of the answers is the glyphosate. But, in addition, the glyphosate is blocking a very critical enzyme in the body, the enzyme that makes cholesterol sulfate. Mm. Now, a lot of people in the country have elevated cholesterol, and they have elevated cholesterol because that glyphosate's blocking that enzyme that's triggered to make cholesterol sulfate. So the cholesterol doesn't get converted to sulfate, so it remains fat soluble, it remains in the blood, and the levels are rising in the blood. Since we have so much free radical exposure from chemicals and pesticides and herbicides and electromagnetic fields and from the radiation pollution and all that other stuff, we're getting a conversion of the cholesterol that's in our bloodstream into oxycholesterol because of that free radical exposure. And the oxycholesterol then forms atherosclerotic plaque, which then causes strokes and heart attacks and kidney disease and claudication and all kinds of other vascular diseases.
Wow, when you explain it like that, it's actually, for me, like, almost like 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, it's that linear of a series of what happens to our body.
Yeah. So we just need to make sure that we, shop organic or grow organic, whichever the case is. And, I think people would be really wise nowadays to just put a little garden in their backyard. You can build a greenhouse in your backyard for very little money using PVC pipe and some connectors for the PVC pipe to make a U-shaped arch, and then you drape plastic sheeting over that, and you can grow a garden year-round.
That's fantastic. And it's really not hard to do. I mean, even up here in northern New England, I've got a little garden patch that starts in May and goes all the way now through November. And I'm at a northern climate zone. So down in the mid-Atlantic in the south, you really could grow year-round.
Yeah, you could. Even up there, you could grow year-round too, probably. You might have to bring in something to heat the greenhouse a little bit during the early morning hours until the sun comes up. But once the sun comes up, the sun coming through the plastic actually heats up the inside of the greenhouse very nicely.
And the other thing I'm really a big fond of, if you have land, is to have your own free-range chickens.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right? A clutch of six and you're set.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the regular chickens have all kinds of undesirable things in them. They're fed, among other things, what they call animal-enhanced protein, which is basically ground-up cattle parts and ground-up chicken parts. So we're making our chickens into cannibals, which is a bad idea. But anyway, what those ground-up chicken parts and cattle parts have in them is pesticide, herbicides, steroids, antibiotics, all kinds of other stuff. So we're taking those things into our gut by eating the non-organic chicken, and we're killing off the friendly bacteria in the gut from the pesticides and from the antibiotics are in the chicken, and making ourselves sick because we lose our gut flora. Our gut flora is about 70% of our immune system. So when you kill off the friendly bacteria in your gut by taking in antibiotics, then you end up with illness.
Mm. I know, and it's so rampant. The children with the ear infections, sometimes they get antibiotics three times a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, there's so many issues about food. We could, talk for days about that. But Connie Strassheim and I wrote a book recently to try to cover a lot of that stuff for people that wanted to try to get it all in one concise place. And set. The book is also available on our website called Foods That Fit a Unique You. And I wrote that book because there are so many diet books out on the market, and everybody said, well, this book cures everything. Well, I haven't found a diet yet that meets that claim. And so what I did in the book is to try to show people how they can figure out what the right diet is for them, and also give them a lot of education about the pollutants of food.
I know. I think that's a good idea that you should come back and we should do a show just on food and diet. But before we go for the break, Dr. Cowden, can you mention the conference this weekend that you are part of?
Yeah, I hope a lot of your listeners are able to go. We have a conference down in Orlando, Florida, and they can learn more about that on our Academy website, the www.acimconnect.com. But that conference is both for health professional and for the general public. The health professional part goes from Friday morning until Saturday about 5 p.m. And then that's called regenerative therapies, so ways to recover your body using regenerative therapies. And then Saturday evening from 5:30 until 9, we're going to have a public session called Overcoming the Diagnosis and Thriving. And so that's going to be a knock the ball out of the park presentation, because we did one similar to that back in a couple of years ago in Long Beach, California.
Wow.
It's extremely well liked. But it's a presentation both by patients and their doctors.
That is wonderful. Thank you. I want to mention it again when we come back, because we've got a dash off to the station break right now. So, audience, stay tuned. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back. We're going to finish up with Dr. Cowden.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Walked out with all my clothes in hand. Said, don't come back again.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris. I have to say a couple thank yous, first of all. Thank you to Transformation Talk Radio for broadcasting us every week, for my producer, Brian, for Dr. Pat Bocelli out in Seattle, who helped me create this show in the first place a year plus ago, to my fabulous guest, to Dr. Cowden today, who's doing an absolutely stunning job educating us, to all our listeners. You people are fantastic. You spread the word. You pass the links around the globe. I have listeners overseas. This is a wonderful forum for all of us to learn so much on Lyme disease and other issues. And a reminder, if you ever want to listen to a show again, go to limelightradio.com, press the archive link, and it'll take you into the whole list of past shows so you can listen to Dr. Cowden again and again and again, and share it with your friends. And thank you to our sponsors, too, who make this show happen, because we broadcast because you are helping us make this show work. So, Dr. Cowden, I am learning so much from you today, and it's been such an honor to have you here. I'm soaking up the knowledge that you're sharing, and we have to talk about this really critical topic that you mentioned to me in email, which is the whole situation brewing with the radioactivity in the jet stream from the whole Fukushima episode over there in the Pacific. Can you talk to us about this?
Yes, we now live in one globe. You know, it's not one country versus another country, because whatever pollution goes on in Asia comes to us via the jet streams. You know, that was happening from the coal burning in China, bringing us mercury and lead in our air to breathe over here and to rain out on our crops. But then when Fukushima happened about 3 or 4 years ago, the tsunami hit the Fukushima Prefecture in Japan and damaged those nuclear power plants. The Japanese government went out there after the catastrophe and surveyed the site to try to figure out how big a hole they were going to have to dig to bury all that radioactive contaminated material, building materials, and they concluded they couldn't dig a hole big enough. Their only solution was to burn it. And thank goodness they were signed onto a treaty that required them from burning it all at one time, because that probably would have killed almost everybody in the United States. But they've been burning it, you know, almost continuously since then, a little bit at a time, so that they don't exceed the standards of the treaty, so putting more radioactivity in the air than they agreed to. And so we've been getting a steady dose of radioactivity from Fukushima, Japan, through the jet stream over the United States since then. And so the levels are rising dangerously high of radioactivity in the air over the United States because of that. And it's likely to result in a fairly significant increase in cancers and infectious diseases. So as it comes, as it relates to Lyme disease, you know, you have people that that previously had a good enough immune system to be able to combat Lyme disease if they were exposed to it. Now those same people can't fight it off because their immune system has been knocked down by the radioactivity. In addition, I think we're going to have an epidemic of cancer if we don't do the right things. You know, so what's your solution? You say, well, stop breathing. Well, that's not a good solution. So what else can we do? I worked with Nutramedix to develop a product that I found to be very, very helpful, very effective in protecting against the radioactivity, as well as a lot of other heavy metal pollutions like we get from mercury nitrogen fillings, and from eating fish, and from breathing the air from China. Mm-hmm. And that's called zeolite. Now, they have two different zeolites at Nutramedix. One is zeolite plain, and the other one is zeolite HP.
Is it V like in Victor?
No, Z is in zebra.
Okay.
Z-E-O-L-I-T-E.
Okay.
Zebra, zeolite.
Okay.
So anyway, that the zeolite plain and zeolite HP are identical chemically, but they're not identical quantum physically. Many of the products that Nutramedix makes are quantum physically imprinted with a scalar generator by a Russian physicist, and those products then act both like a chemical treatment as well as a homeopathic treatment. And so the zeolite plain has all of the energies necessary to deal with the radioactivity and some of the metals, but not mercury. And the zeolite HP also adds in mercury and a few of the other heavy metals that are not addressed sufficiently by the zeolite plane. The reason that those two different products were made is because we found that if you did the zeolite HP, if somebody's got mercury amalgams in their teeth, they really need to do the zeolite plane every day, because they can tolerate that. But anyway, the zeolite HP or plane will actually shake loose from the cells, using its homeopathic energy, shake loose from the cells the radioactive elements that are built up in the cells and mobilize those radioactive elements into the space around the cells. The lymph fluid carries the toxins that are in the space around the cells back toward the central circulation, and then those toxins get pumped through the central circulation into the kidneys and into the toilet. Or into the liver and the gallbladder and dumped into the bowel. If it goes out through that bowel route, then the zeolite chemical will bind the radioactive elements and the heavy metals in the gut and carry them on into the toilet so they don't get reabsorbed.
So we should all be taking the zeolite.
In my opinion, everybody that wants to have a decent quality long-term life should be on zeolite.
And is it something we would take every day, or do you do it like for like a month and take a break, or what's the routine?
Well, there's different philosophies, but I personally take it every day. As I said, if a person has mercury nitrogen fillings in their teeth and they start taking the zeolite plain, not the HP, and they do one or two capsules every day and they start feeling kind of yucky, then they can back off taking it every other day. It's better to keep moving some metals out at least every other day than to make yourself sick from mobilizing too much mercury off the surface of your mercury amalgams.
And if you're lucky enough, if you're a child and don't have those fillings, or like I have one gold, one only, then we could take the HP.
Yeah, then you could take the HP, and that would be very beneficial usually, because it'll get out the backlog of heavy metals that you've accumulated over the years, the mercury that you've gotten in from eating fish or from breathing the air from China,
mm-hmm.
or the lead that we're all getting exposed to. You know, the lead concentration in the bone of present day people is 600 times greater than it was in people that lived 600 years ago.
Oh my gosh. And they ate off of pewter plates, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Cowden, I can't believe it. Is the show's coming to an end? It flew by.
Yeah, well, you have a great show, and it's great that you have intelligent listeners as well, so that they can take this information, use it for themselves, use it for their families, their friends, and then pass the word.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me today. It's really been a joy. You are just a wonderful human being. You've done so much good for our society. And thank you for joining us on Limelight Radio.
Yeah, I would just say one more thing for your listeners. Anybody that wants to can become a free member of our academy. Just go to the ACIMConnect.com website and sign up as a free member. And then they'll get notifications about the webinars that we do, the courses, the conferences, all that stuff.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you again, listeners. I hope you love the show. It's been a fabulous episode. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Join us next week. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Cowden.
Thank you, Katina.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. Feeling drained or wiped out too early during the day?
Your body and mind are communicating with you. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you get more focused, refreshed, and energized whenever you need.
Here's how. Dedicate 2 times during your day, in the morning and afternoon, to take 5 minutes to close your eyes and breathe deeply. After 5 minutes of this, you'll notice how much more alert and present you become. Get your edge on. This technique works wherever and whenever you'd like, just not while driving.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent. Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.